to unravel a little bit in November, and that is coming up. The subject is coming up again. As someone who is new to it, do you see any wobbling of this team's confidence after what happened yesterday?
No wobble in the confidence. I think it's just one of those things where everyone understands that you just got to keep working. And it's NFL. Everybody's good. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers were a good team, and everybody we face every week throughout this year is going to be a tough matchup. So you got to eliminate the mistakes. I mean, one wrong thing could cost you the game because every game is that close for us, you know. So I thought they was a talented team. I think we're still a talented team, and we do a lot of good things, and we do a lot of bad things, just like any other NFL team in this league. So you have your ups and downs. It's just you want to have more ups and downs.
What did you see from yourself? What did you see from yourself yesterday on the tape?
I thought I did all right. I got just some things that still working to get better. Thought I did a good job in the blocking and blocking wise, and they had tough guys on the outside. I think I did a good job executing against those, but you know, there's always room for improvement in everything you do.
Was that more blocking than you had done in previous weeks?
I don't know. I don't keep a tab on it.
The way you came out of the gate with, you know, touchdown catches in the first couple of games, people talked about, you know, you being a huge weapon. The numbers are down. Is it anything that they're doing? Is it anything with your whatever, possibly?
Nah, my whatever just started hurting yesterday, okay. So. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I mean, some guys, I mean, there's a lot of other guys in the league who only had 3 touchdowns, you know. So, I mean, it's just one touchdown is just one of those things. It's just a stat, you know. They're hard to come by. So, sometimes you get some, sometimes you don't. You may start strong, may finish strong. You know, I may end up with 10 still. You know, you never know. Some games you get 1, some games you get 2, and a lot of games you get none.
The way that this passing game started the season in particular, and then all of a sudden the last couple games has been some issues. People will look at, you know, individually, what are the issues, what's lacking, what's all that stuff. I mean, is there any concern that this could continue on your part?
I think it's one of those things. It's just a lot of people doing different things to us coverage-wise, and there's some coverages we need to beat and change some things up with the way we go about it, but other than that, everybody get on the same page. I think the O-line is doing a pretty good job protecting Eli, and we got to do a better job getting open. A lot of guys haven't been blitzing us as much. They've been dropping more in coverage than rushing lately. So you never know what you're going to get. Everybody's been game planning for us differently than they've been playing against other people previously on tape. So we don't get to see a lot of things until the actual day of the game.
There is a lot of guys in coverage, though, right? That seems to be a MO. The Cowboys did it, certainly, you know, just making it difficult for you guys to get big plays, I would think, right?
Yeah, you know, we haven't been able to hit as many deep balls or as we would like. There has been more guys in coverage, you know. So, I mean, I don't ever really count them. But there seems like to be a lot of opposite color jerseys out there.